朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Whether we're able to live out all the requirements of the Sermon on the Mount,
那个 key point 关键的点不在于我们能不能，而在于我们到底要不要。
The key point is not a matter of whether you're able, but whether you want it or not.
所以你要注意到登山宝训为什么用三个拣选做结束的原因。
So you discover why the Lord used three different choices to conclude.
而是在乎我们到底羡不羡慕活出这个登山宝训来。
It depends on whether we admire to live out the things that He's talked about.
而是在乎我们愿不愿意活出登山宝训来。
Whether we are willing to live out the things that He's talked about.
愿意的话，耶稣基督他已经把救恩做得这么完全。
If we're willing, He's already completed salvation so perfectly.
不再是靠着律法来称义。
No longer by the law are we justified.
我们借着宝血，借着十字架，借着基督的内住。
But by the blood, by the cross, by the indwelling Christ.
让我们可以活出。登山宝训的要求。
That we may live out the requirements of the Sermon on the Mount.
所以第一个讲道路，第二个讲生命，第三个讲真理。
So these three choices, the first thing emphasizes the way, the second the life, and thirdly the truth.
主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
And so you find Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
若不借着我
，unless through me,
没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father.
不光是讲到没有人能够到神的同在去。
But not only does it say that no one can enter into the presence of God.
也讲到我们没有一个人可以达到神的要求。
But no one can attain to the requirements of God.
只有耶稣是道路，是真理，是生命。
Only Jesus is this way, this truth, this life.
道路讲到代价的问题。
The way talks about a cost.
生命讲到源头的问题。
Life talks about a source.
真理讲到实行的问题。
And the truth talks about implementation, actualization.
所以我们其实时间不够了，好，那我们很快的，我们就读纲要上的经文，好。
Running out of time, so just gonna read the scriptures on your outline.
第一个讲到两条门路。
First one, it talks about two ways or two gates.
讲到耶稣是我们的道路。
That Jesus is our way.
如果不借着他，我们没有办法活出神的要求。
Unless through him, we cannot live out the requirements of God.
而且这一条路，圣经上告诉我们，它是窄门，是窄路。
And the scripture tells us it's a narrow gate, it's a narrow path, narrow way.
我们一起来读这节圣经。
Let's read it together.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。所以请记得哈，宽路是不用找就有的。
And discover that the gate that is wide, the way that is broad, you do not need to search for it.
宽路是非常容易走。
And it's very easy for you to tread.
而且宽路上同伴很多。
And on this broad way, you have many companions.
我们刚刚听到威廉讲什么 ？Broadway.
Broadway.
这就是中国的这个一般城市的这个 downtown 里面。最热闹的金融中心差不多有百老汇 Broadway.
Usually the street name for the center of the city, the center of the town is called Broadway.
发财都是 Broadway.
If you want to be rich, you got to be on Broadway.
只是最近的 Broadway 很惨就是了。
Recently, Broadway is not doing so well.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上是讲到 Broadway 是非常容易，你不要找，大家都在。
The scripture says you don't need to search for it, it's right there.
上面很容易走的。
And it's very easy for you to walk.
也不太需要付代价，因为潮流就是这样。
You don't really need to pay any price because that's the current, that's where everybody does.
所以这个当我们在做选择的时候。
So when we make a choice,
我们需要上头来的智慧。
We need the wisdom from above.
很多的时候，我们在做抉择的时候
，A lot of time when we make our choices,
我们缺少属天的智慧。
We lack heavenly wisdom.
所以所罗门劝世人 他说不要依靠自己的聪明。
So Solomon admonished the world, do not rely on your understanding.
在我们一切所行的事上都要来认定他，他必指引我们的路。
But in all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path.
所以很多时候我们在做决定的时候我们就昏了头。
So a lot of time when we come to decisions, we lose our mind.
所以我们找伴侣的时候都先找俊男美女。
Every time we look for a companion for life, we look for someone that looks good.
我们找公司的时候都先根据他付多少钱。
And we look for a job, we look based on salary.
我们做决定的时候都根据表面的。
And we make all our decisions based on the superficial.
那个脑筋不清楚。
Again, we don't have a clear mind.
有一次有个老太太摔了一跤，结果被那个。最近大家都在竞选哈，一个首相的竞选人突然把他扶了一下。
And an elderly lady stumbled and fell, and this candidate who's running for office saw her and gave her a hand.
这个老太太就非常谢谢他。
And this elderly lady really thanked him.
她说我应该怎么谢谢你呢
？And she said, how should I thank you?
她说你也不用谢我，下次投票的时候投我一票就好了。
She says, well, you don't really need to thank me. Just next time you vote for me.
没有想到那个老太太讲，她说我只摔伤我的脚，我的脑袋可是没坏。
And the lady says, I only hurt my leg, but I am still very clear up here.
就是没看人家还是很清楚的。
She knows things very clearly.
那我们很多时候做决定的时候不清不楚的。
A lot of time we make our decisions, we're not very clear.
有一次有一个人跟一个乡下人传福音。
So a person was sharing the gospel to someone on the countryside.
一个很穷的农夫，他常常东西卖不出去。
And the man was very poor. Oftentimes he tried to sell his goods, he couldn't sell them.
他跟他传福音的时候就先问他说他你将来想上天堂呢还是想下地狱呢
So when he began to share the gospel, he says, in the future to come, do you want to go to heaven or do you want to go to hell?
没有想到这个农夫回答他，他说我种的花生看哪边卖的能够卖的好价格，我就去了。
So the farmer says, well, it really depends on where my stuff really sells. Wherever it sells, that's where I want to go.
因为他不知道到底是怎么回事。
So he has no understanding, he has no clue what the gospel's about.
另外有一个是讲到说，当然这个是纯属虚构的故事啊，这是假的故事。
All these things are fictional.
他说有一个人死了。
So again, a man died.
就是他就到了一个地方。
And he went to a place.
那边有个电梯。
And then there was an elevator.
然后一个电梯。
Elevator.
Escalator. 然后天堂也有 usher 在那，地狱也有 usher 在那。
There were ushers standing by.
都有招待在那里。
The gate to heaven, and there's an usher by the gate to the hell.
所以上天堂的那个不是那个天使，就是你要不要到天上去看一看
？So the angel saw him. Hey, you want to come up here and take a look?
然后他说好，我去看一看什么样子。
He said, "I'll go take a look."
就到了天堂，发现非常安详的一个环境。
He went and he saw a round of very, very peaceful.
然后每一个人看起来都非常的善良。
And everybody looked good.
然后，但是呢，就是太安静了哈。
But it was so quiet.
就是偶尔有人在那边唱歌，有人在那里唱诗。
But once in a while, people would sing and they would have a hymn.
他觉得时代很好，但是不知道总觉得跟他在地上生活不太一样。
And he thought it was pretty nice, but it's quite different from what I experienced on earth.
所以他又再回到刚刚那个点上，那个地狱的阿雪就是我带你去看我们的地方。
And he got back to the entry place and he saw the usher to hell and he says.I'll go take a look.
没想门一开的时候
，and when the gates open,
哇，那个热门音乐，大家跳舞啊，吃最好吃的，然后都是俊男美女在里面，那个非常就是他年轻就一直喜欢的生活。
It was rock and roll. It was hip. It was great food. People were dancing. It was the lifestyle that he longed for when he lived in this world.
有很多很好玩的东西。
There was such a fun place to be.
他二话不说，我决定留在这儿。
He didn't say another word. He says, "I'm staying right here."
才讲完以后
after he said those words,
那些俊男美女全部都露出狰狞的面孔来。
All those beautiful people show their true colors.
所有的那些热闹的东西变成地狱火湖，很可怕。
And all of a sudden, everything turned into flame.
他就很生气，他说：“这不是我刚刚看到的东西啊。”
He says, "This is not what I just saw."
没想到那个人跟他讲。
And then the usher told him,
他说：“亏你还在 Silicon Valley， 在硅谷做工程师做这么久。”
It is sad that you've been an engineer for so long in Silicon Valley.
难道你没有听过什么叫 demo 吗？
Have you not heard of the word demo?
这个每一个公司出产品的时候 ，demo 都是做得很棒、很棒、很棒的。
Every company when they bring out their products, they have a demo and everything looks so great.
很多是装假的，等到你买去的时候都是问题。
And everything just kind of falsified. side, and when you actually purchase a product, all sorts of problems.
弟兄姊妹，其实这个笑话跟我们今天很像。
And this joke is actually quite real in our lives.
仇敌有很多东西吸引我们的心，眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲，你都会很享受的。
But the enemy would come and draw us with the lust of the eyes and lust of the flesh, the pride of life, everything that we would enjoy.
我们喜欢人家夸我们、高抬我们。
So we like when people elevate us and praise us.
我们喜欢吃得好、穿得好、享受世上最好的福乐。
We want to eat well. We want to live well. We want to enjoy all the good things of this life.
弟兄姊妹，这是宽路。
This is the broad way.
很舒服的路。
It's very comfortable.
而且很多人都走在这条路上。
Everybody's on this way.
而你不要付太大的代价。
You don't need to pay any price.
弟兄姊妹，他说他的结局却是引到灭亡 ，destruction.
But it says that this end is destruction.
要走永生的路，要真正享受这永远的生命。
If you really want to enjoy the eternal life,
我们真要能够活出属天的性情和生活的话
，If you want to live out this heavenly characteristic, the heavenly characteristic of lifestyle,
我离不开这永远的生命。
You cannot depart from this everlasting life.
而要得到这个永远的生命，要来享受这个永远的生命。
And to have this eternal life, to enjoy it.
主说你们要进窄门。
The Lord says you must enter by the narrow gate.
那个门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Narrow is the gate, difficult is the way. There are few who find it.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天你我没有刻意去找这条路的话，我们已经走在宽路上。
Brothers, if you and I are not deliberately looking for this way, you find that your feet are already on the broad way.
这条路是要刻意拣选，要去认真去找，而且真正走在上面的。
This way needs to be found, needs to be chosen by your will, and you need to walk on it diligently.
第二个
Secondly,
两种果树
There are two types of trees.
讲到生命，讲到源头的问题
Talks about the issue of life, the issue of source.
主耶稣在这里提了两件很重要的事
Jesus mentioned two very important things here.
一个是根据果子认出它是什么样子的树
So based on the fruit, you identify what kind of tree it is.
说到好树一定结好果子
So that a good tree will bear good fruit.
坏树结坏果子
And bad trees will bear bad fruit.
所以在荆棘上你摘不到葡萄的
So upon thorns, you're not going to find grapes.
在棘藜里面，你找不到无花果的。
And briars, you're not going to find figs.
所以在这里讲到那个生命本质、生命源头的问题。
And it talks about the very source, the very nature of life.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果不是从生命里面出来，你就结不出这个果子。
So unless it's coming out of your life, you cannot bear this kind of fruit.
如果是荆棘、棘藜的生命，就不可能结出无花果，不可能结出葡萄。
If it's the life of thorns and briars, you cannot bear fruit forth grapes and figs.
道理太简单了。
And these teachings are very simple.
这个圣经我们太熟了。
And these words we understand.
可是我们在生活里面很少去注意这件事情。
But in life, we seldom pay attention to them.
所以神不在乎我们，不是只是在乎我们所做的，更在乎我们所是的。
So God doesn't just simply care about what you're doing, but who you are.
到底他生命的本质是什么？到底这个源头从哪里来
？What is the nature of your life? What is the source of all that you are doing?
啊，这是第一件事情。
This is the very first thing God deals with.
告诉我们怎么样去判别。
And how do we make judgment or discernment?
主耶稣接着讲到第二个判别的方法。
And then secondly, the Lord gave us another way of discernment.
是根据到底我们有没有遵行神的旨意。
It's based on whether we have done the will of God.
所以我经文没有空写在上面，他在那里讲到说。不是凡称呼主啊主啊的人，将来都能够进天国。
So the scripture says, it's not those who call me Lord, Lord can all enter the kingdom of heaven.
他说，唯独遵行我天父旨意的才可以进去。
Only those who does the will of my Father can come in.
他说，那一天你会听见很多人跑来跟主讲，他说，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗
？And those days, there will be those who will come and say, Lord, didn't we cast out demons and we do wonders and we do miracles in your name?
请大家注意哈。
Everybody, please pay attention.
他不光传道
，He not only prophesied,
可以赶鬼
，and he cast out demons,
可以行很多异能
，has done many wonders.
哦，瘸腿的过来，他一祷告，发现哎。腿好了，可以走路了。
The lame that would come, he would pray, he'd be well, he'd be walking.
哑巴他为他祷告，哎，他可以说话了。
Those who are mute, he prays for them, they can speak.
哦，弟兄姊妹，他可以行异能。
They can do wonders.
而且更不得了的，他是奉主耶稣的名行。
And not only do they do wonders, they do it in the name of the Lord.
请问这样子的人今天出现的话，我们一定把他当作模范传道人，当作这个高档的、最是难得的传道人。
As such a person that would emerge, we would elevate him and say, "This is a wonderful, wonderful speaker or a leader."
大家会不会有这样误会
？Would everybody have this same type of mistake.
我们会很容易这样子觉得这个难传道人太难得了。
And we would say this person is very, very rare.
而且他不是光注重灵恩，他传道。
And not only does he focus on miracles, but he prophesied.
他赶鬼。
And he cast out demons.
他行异能。
He's done wonders.
更不得了的是，他做这些事情都奉耶稣的名。
And not only so, he does all these things in the name of Jesus.
我跟你讲，我们一定totally surrender. 我们觉得这个人太难得了。
And we would totally surrender. We said this is seldomly seen. This is a very rare person.
然后你却发现主耶稣称他什么？
But you discover Jesus was saved.
我们称他是模范传道人。
And we said that this is the model pastor.
我们高举他，觉得这是世界上少有的传道人。
We elevate him. We said that this is seldomly seen in this world.
但是主耶稣却说你这作恶的人。
But Jesus says you evil doer.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是很可怕的事情。
This is something that's very, very scary.
所以你知道，耶稣在乎的是源头。
Jesus cares about the source.
耶稣在乎的是生命的本质。
Jesus cares about the nature of life.
所以为什么有很多人他可以做很多好事？
So that's the reason why many people could do many great and wonderful things.
但是却不能得救。
But they cannot be saved.
因为他没有得到这永远的生命。
Because they do not have eternal life.
这个生命是必须信耶稣，在主面前认罪悔改，接受神儿子才有的。
This life only comes in believing in Jesus, acknowledging that you are a sinner, receiving Him as your salvation.
只有这个生命长大成熟，它才能结出果子来。
Only when this life grows and matures can it bear fruit.
它才能结出神所要的果子来。
Bears a fruit that God desires.
如果他不遵循神的旨意
，But if he will not do the will of God.
这也不是神所要的。
This is not what God wants.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里发现很严肃的问题，讲到源头的问题。
This is something that is very solemn. It talks about the source.
好，那我们底下来看第三个。
And thirdly, we're going to come and look at.
讲到两种的根基。
There's two type of foundations.
说到真理。
It talks about the truth.
说到实行的问题。
It talks about the issue of actualization.
我们一起来读这段的圣经啊。
Let's read this portion of scripture together.
也是我们今年啊 VBS 的这个 central message.
It's also the central message for VBS this year.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌。因为根基立在磐石上，凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。刚刚讲到路的时候，其实我们每一个人这一生都在走路。
When we earlier talked about this path and this way, we are all walking.
这是我们拣选怎样的路，给我们带到不同的结局。
The way that we choose will bring us to a different end.
刚才讲到两种果树，圣经上也都说到，我们都在这里有一块自己的田，在那里耕种，要做勤劳的农夫。
And here it talks about two types of fruit trees. And scripture also says that we're all farmers. We all have a plot of land that we're diligent planting.
这里讲到我们也都在盖房子。
And here.This third example, Jesus says, we're all building a house.
我们今生每一个人都在盖自己的房子。
This life, every single one of us, we're building a house.
我相信你们都知道，这是指的属灵的来说。
I trust you understand what I'm saying, that I'm speaking spiritual terms.
我们每一个人这一生都是用这一生有限的时间跟机会在做自己的建造。
Every single one of us, with the opportunities in this lifetime, we are building something.
在这里讲到这个房子需要经过试验。
And here it says that this house will be tested and tried.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着这个房子。
The rain, the wind, the flood came and it beats on the house.
哥林多前书第三章说到用火要来验收我们的建造。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it says that all that we have labor, all that we have our workmanship will be examined by fire.
所以在这里讲到雨水风在这里试验这个房子。
The rain, the wind, the flood it came to test this house.
哥林多前书第三章说到用火来验收我们的 construction, 我们的建造。
First Corinthians chapter 3 says that it will also examine and test all that you build.
请你们注意到雨淋、水冲、风吹都有什么特点。
And please, what is the common characteristics of the wind, the rain, and the flood?
就是 continually.
And the word is that it's continually testing the house.
下雨，它不会下一滴的，它是倾盆大雨，它一直在下雨。
It is not just a drop; it continues to fall. The rain comes.
洪水来了 ，tsunami 来了，它是水冲你啊，它一直冲的。
The floods came and keep gushing and rushing against the house.
大风来的时候，它是一直吹，一直吹，一阵又一阵的风的。
The wind blows and it beats and it beats on the house again and again.
所以一个讲到它是持续的。
And one thing is that it is perpetual.
它一直持续，一直持续，一直持续。
It continues and it continues and it continues.
第二个，说到它撞着这个房子，它施压力在这个房子身上。
Secondly, it beats on the house, it applies pressure on the house.
所以到最后就显明了这两个房子。
And lastly, it will reveal the condition of these two houses.
到底能不能经得起考验
？Whether it can be tried.
还是被打倒了
？Whether it will fall or not.
那主耶稣在这里告诉我们，听见我的话不去行的。
And Jesus says, "Those who heard my word and they do not do accordingly."
好像把这个房子盖在沙土上。
Says if someone has built a house on the sand.
哦，盖在沙土上容易多了。
It is so much easier to build on the sand.
你把棍子挖个沙洞放进去，合起来就好了。
It is very easy to dig a hole. It's very easy to put the post in there and just cover up the hole.
但是你如果要盖在磐石上的话。
But in order for you to build on a rock.
你光要找那个洞，你就不知道花多少时间。
It takes you a long time to hone out a hole.
你光为了打根基，恐怕已经在磐石上打根基，恐怕已经是整个房子建造一半的 effort。
But to lay the foundation on the rock is probably half the effort of the building.
啊，但是你如果盖在沙土上的话，打根基大概最多不到5%的功夫。
And if you were to build a foundation on the sand, the effort is probably only 5% of what you're doing.
啊，所以一个是非常容易的事情。
And again, one effort, one way is very easy.
一个是花功夫、花代价的事情。
The other way would take you effort, it would take you.Of cost your price.
但是弟兄姊妹，这两件事情一定临到。
But brothers, these two things will come.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，是我们今生就一直在面临各样的试验。
The rain, the wind, and the flood are the trials that we face in this life.
哥林多前书第三章讲到有火发现要来试验个人的工程如何，那是指的我们建主的时候要来验收的。
First Corinthians chapter 3 speaks of the judgment or the account that God will settle as we come and see our Lord at the end time.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一件很严肃的事情。
Again, this is something very serious.
我们听了主的话，听得真的太多了。
We truly have heard so much of the Lord's word.
主耶稣说，将来我来的时候，我不审判你们。
And the Lord says, when I come, I will not judge you.
但是有审判你们的。
But there will be something that will judge you.
是什么？
What is it?
就是我对你们所说的话。
It's the words that I've spoken to you.
所以弟兄姊妹，耶稣再来的时候，他自己不审判。
Jesus, when he comes again, he himself will not judge.
他是用他的真理，用他说过的话来审判我。
According to his truth, according to the words that he said to you.
所以听见这些道不去行的，那就是有祸了。
But those who have heard his words, his teachings, and does not do them.
所以每次当我们听见神话的时候，
so every time we hear God's voice,
你真要活出来，你一定面对考验的。
When you want to live it out, you will be challenged.
历史上第一个听见神话，然后就考验失败的是谁？
In history, the first person who heard God's word and was tested and failed.
谁？
Who?
夏娃啊。
He.
然后第二个呢？
Second person.
亚当。
Adam.
夏娃失败是为什么？
He failed because
因为他听蛇的话过于听神的话。
Because she heeded the voice of the serpent more than the voice of God.
那亚当失败是为什么？
Adam failed because
他听太太的话过于听神的话。
He heard the voice of his wife far more than the voice of God.
不要误会，以为说不要听太太的话。
Please do not misunderstand me. I'm not telling you not to listen to your wife.
神造姊妹来帮助我们的。
God has given you a wife to be your helper.
所以对那些骄傲不肯谦卑听太太话的人，我们需要平衡，要会听。
For all the men who are prideful, won't listen to your wives. We need to humble ourselves and listen to them.
但是请你们听清楚啊，我刚才说亚当失败是因为他听太太的话过于听神的话。
But please hear what I said. Adam failed because he.Esteemed the words of his wife more important than the words of God.
所以当神说话的时候
，So when God spoke,
我们对神是要绝对顺服的。
We need to be absolutely obedient to the words of God.
不然你自己出问题，你的家、你的后代都跟着你的妥协而受害。
You will be under, you will suffer not only you, but you, your family, and your descendants after.
所以不能够将来孩子出了问题、家庭破裂、家庭出问题的时候，你说都是你给我的太太叫我吃的。
And you can't say that when your family falls apart, when all sorts of problems come, you're going to say, oh, it is the wife that you've given me, God, that has caused.
就是伊甸园发生的故事。亚当说就是你造的蛇叫我吃的，或者夏娃说，然后亚当说就是你给我造的女人叫我吃的。
So Eve said it is the serpent that you made that caused me to sin, and Adam said it is the woman that you gave me that caused me to sin.
弟兄姊妹，我们个人要向神负这个责任。
Brother and sister, each and every one of us needs to be responsible to God.
神的道
The words of God,
如果没有道成肉身,
that did not become flesh,
如果我们没有真正在生活里面去操练它, 去实现它的话,
we do not actualize, we do not practice at the words of God.
神的道还是神的道,
the words of God remain as the words of God.
我们还是我们,
we are still who we are.
神的话并没有改变我们,
God's word did not change us.
神的话并没有祝福我们,
God's words did not bless us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要让神的话真正的进到我们里面。
So brothers and sisters, in order for the words of God to really enter into us,
我们用信心与所听见的道调和,
we need to mingle the words of God that we've heard with faith.
我们用我们的生命与我们所听见的道调和,
and we need to mingle the words that we heard with the life within us,
让道能够成为肉身变成看得见的,
that the word may truly become flesh, that it becomes visible.
你看像圣经上讲说不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的,
and the scripture says that do not be deceived, God is not mocked.
人种的是什么收的就是什么,
whatever you sow you will reap.
然后在哥林多后书说少种的少收多种的多收
2 Corinthians says that those who sow little they will reap little those who sow a lot will reap a lot
你看我随便讲两句话弟兄姊妹我们如果真去实行的话
And brothers and sisters just these few words if you really put to practice
你知道神的话充满了智慧充满了能力充满了救恩在里面
God's words are full of wisdom full of power full of salvation
我们种什么就一定要收什么的
Whatever we sow we will reap
今天我们在收的东西很多是从前种的你不要以为是自己倒霉
whatever we're reaping now is probably what we sown before don't think that it's just bad luck
所以我们说感恩节要学习向神感恩要对人 show appreciation
so when we say in this season of Thanksgiving we need to be thankful to God we need to be appreciative to other people
如果我们真的能够对神对人长存感谢的心你自己会收到更多的喜乐和祝福的
you'll discover if we really have this thankful heart towards God towards people we will be blessed
你种下赦免你得到的是平安是和平
and if you sow forgiveness and you will receive peace
对 你种下舍己牺牲你得到是人的敬爱
and you sow self-sacrifice you will reap the love of the many
弟兄姊妹你种下的是给是舍主说给就有给你的神要把更多的给我们
you sow more in giving then you will receive more
所以你看圣经上很多的话弟兄姊妹不是神不能够祝福我们是我们没有去活出来
The words of God there are so many that are so real It's not that God won't bless us that we won't live it out
所以有一个乡下人进城的时候
There was a country person that went into town
然后他发现城里的人都很聪明
And he discovered that everybody here in the city seemed very smart
大家拿的书都会念报纸都会看
Everybody holds a book they can read they can read the newspaper
那他是个文盲他什么都不懂
He does not know how to read He can't distinguish letters
后来他找到原因了
Then he understood the source
他发现因为城里的人这么聪明又认字都是因为戴眼镜
And he discovered that everybody's so smart because they're all wearing glasses
所以他去买了一副眼镜
So he went and bought a pair of glasses
没想到戴上去以后还是不认字
He put on the glasses and discovered I still can't read
所以他就很生气地去找店主说你为什么卖我假货
And he went to the store He says why did you sell me this thing that is fake
你看别人戴的眼镜都会念为什么我戴的这个不会念
All those people that wear glasses they can read I wear glasses I can't read
弟兄姊妹别人能够念是因为他花了这么多功夫受教。
Brothers and sisters, other people can read because they were taught. They pay the price to be taught.
他花了这么多的时间来成长。
And they spend time to grow.
属灵的事情没有捷径的，没有模仿的。
And the spiritual things, there is no imitation. There is no shortcut.
所以我结束的时候用这两句话，主耶稣在约翰福音十五章第五节告诉我们。
And I conclude with these words in John chapter 15, the Lord tells us.
什么什么什么以后你们就不能做什么。
And the Lord says such and such and such, and then can do nothing.
前面那个什么什么什么是什么
？What is that such and such and such?
离了我。
Apart from me.
Apart from me, you can do nothing. 你什么都不能做。
Apart from me, you cannot do anything.
刚才 Aaron 带我们读的腓立比书四章十三节，什么情形下我们凡事都能做
？4:13. Under what condition can we do all things?
Through Christ, Amen. 借着哈，我靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。这是中文的翻译。
Through Christ, by Him who strengthened me, strengthens me, I can do all things.
啊，中文英文是讲到 Through Christ who strengthened me。达比是说那我在他里面 in Him who strengthened me， 在他里面我得到力量。
In Him I have strength。
所以你看见哈，一个是 apart from me you can do nothing。
And again, on the one hand, the scripture says, apart from me you can't do nothing。
另外一个是 through Christ we can do all things。
And then it says, through Christ we can do all things。
借着基督，我凡事都能做。
And through Christ I can do everything。
离了主，我什么都不能做。
Apart from Him, I cannot do a thing。
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前求神帮助我们。整个登山宝训就是要告诉我们这件事。
So brothers and sisters, the conclusion of the Sermon of the Mount is to teach us this very thing。
一面它的确很重要，他告诉我们这是天国的律例和典章。
On the one hand, it does tells us the decree of the heavenly things.
这是天国子民该有的性情和生活的表现。
It's the characteristic and the lifestyle of those who are from the kingdom of heaven.
但是另外一面，他却告诉我们一件非常重要的事情。
On the other hand, it tells us something very important.
就是离了主，我们什么都不能。
That apart from Him, we are nothing.
借着主，我们凡事都能做。
By Him, we can do all things.
那个关键在于我们怎么拣选。
And the key has everything to do with our choosing.
他是我们的道路，是真理，是生命。
He's our way, the truth, and the life.
那我们都来拣选他。
We may all choose Him.
所以有一句话。
And there was the saying.
他说人这一生的结局。
And the conclusion of this man, of man's life.
不是由你的机遇啊，由你的 chance, 你碰到的运气来组成的。
Your destiny is not by chance.
But by choice.
Your destiny is by choice.
而是借着我们的拣选来决定。
It's by the choices that you've made.
Now, destiny is not a matter of chance, but a matter of choice. 我们人这一生的结局和命运，不是借着你的机遇来决定的，而是借着我们的拣选来决定。
Conclusion: Our destiny is not by chance, but by the choices of God.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。